Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Hi, folks. This is Johnny, Talkin's producer for Man Talk Radio Podcast. This week, Roy is back traveling to spread the good news, so we're joining another men's dinner, this time with the original Russian Nightmare, a professional wrestling and National Wrestling Alliance Hall of Fame, Nikita Koloff. We'll return to our normal programming in 2 weeks. I hope you enjoy this message just as much as we did.
Keep your families in prayer. We are under attack. A major way, and just in so many different facets. How many of you ever listened to David Barton? If you haven't listened to David Barton, he's a historian. He's the largest owner of private documents of our founding fathers in the world. He's got several hundred thousand documents. Amazing historian. But I was listening to him this morning, and one of the things that used to be back in the 17, 1800s, men used the Bible as one of their textbooks in school. And up until pre-World War II, it was the guiding light for our country. We've gotten so far away from that. The only way that's ever going to change is if we, as leaders of our homes, the priests of our homes, and the leaders in our communities, make that priority one. We talk about that quite often, priority one. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, thank you guys for being here tonight. It's good to see such a large crowd. The last thing I'll tell you is for those of you that can get back up in the morning, we've got breakfast at 6:30. So tomorrow morning, so come join us tomorrow morning at 6:30. We'll be done by 8 o'clock. So it's my honor to introduce my close friend and brother. Why don't you come up here and stand beside us? That's always a good thing.
Go ahead. I'll come up.
He knows what I'm going to do to pick that.
Smart man,
Pete says. Nikita and I met about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, wasn't long after my son had been diagnosed with a sudden death defect in his heart. And my son and I were there at Harry Logan High Point in North Carolina. And
of course, the speaker's falling out.
Of course, yeah, that's
pretty good.
That's very fitting, isn't it? I did not interrupt the session.
Shut your phones off.
Yeah. Shut your phones off. Don't do like I did. So, Nikita just stood there and prayed over my oldest son, Caleb, and God used that prayer and the prayer of many others through the years to help mediate and reduce the risk of my son having a fatal issue with his heart. But that was his heart for just caring for people. He was there talking to a group of men, much like he's doing tonight. Because he's had a passion for many years since God got a hold of his heart about getting men to change their lives. Would you all agree that we all could improve?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And the way you improve is how? Proverbs talks about iron sharpens iron, right? So how do you improve? We help each other, right? We work together, we walk together, we do all those things. The key is one of those men. He'll call me out of the blue, check on me, see how things are going, see what's going on with my family, how things are at home, how things are with my wife. And, of course, it always keeps me in check on the other stuff that we should keep each other in check on. That's the heart of this man. You know his professional career, wrestler. He'll tell you that was probably the least important part of his life, but it's given him a platform to do what he does today. Just a quick joke, my boss told him, said, hey, be sure to tell Nikita he needs to go back to his real name. He said, Joseph Smith, wasn't it? I believe it's what he said. That was straight from my boss that I had to convey this.
Yeah, you know. But you enjoyed it.
That's
it.
Right. And he did don't say that. Yeah, he told me he didn't want any of that Russian stuff. So. But, you know, I could go on and on about all the accolades. He's a pastor. He's part of Morningstar Fellowship down in Fort Mill, South Carolina. But I'm not going to get into all of that. I just want to tell you this man loves people. I love him as a brother. You guys, thank you so much for being here with him tonight. Let's give him a nice round of applause and welcome.
Appreciate you, big man.
I know what he was wanting to do.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah. It's interesting, Royce. You know, he asked the question about wanting to improve, right? Wanting to improve. And who shouldn't want to do that? I mean, right? But what's interesting is you ask guys to, hey, there's this intensive in January over at the church, man. It's Friday night and Saturday. Man, I'm good. Right? I'm good. You hear that? Can I tell you how many times, if I got a nickel for every time I heard that response, you know? Oh, I don't need to go to that. I'm good. I'm like, well, let me just hang out with you then, you know. rub up against you a little bit. But that's one way you can improve. There's one way right there. You know, go out and buy your ticket, make the commitment, you know, financial investment. That's one way to improve. You know, another way to improve is go to the mountaintop. That's another way to improve. Obviously, you know, plug in on a regular basis, church, come to dinners, go to breakfast. There's lots of ways to improve, and exercise, as he said, Proverbs 27:17. Sharpens sharpens iron, one man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And so lots of ways you can improve. Great to be back. I'm not sure when I was here last, but it's been a while. But it's great to be back with you guys. And Pastor has been gracious not only to come speak to men, but also to minister at the church as well. And of course, just to be a part of Roy's conferences, and I saw my mug shot on there. I'll be emceeing, I guess, this year. Master of ceremonies, right? I don't know about all that, but anyway, try to do the best I can there for Roy. And let me just mention a couple little housekeeping things as well before I really jump into what the Lord put on my heart. I just went around and handed out a little postcard to each of you. You know, I'd ask you to, if you're not familiar with Truth Radio Network, a lot of the stations are on there. Roy's had a show on their podcast platform for years, and the Lord opened a door a little over 2 years ago. I met with Stu Epperson, the founder of Truth Radio. They have, as you can see from that card, I mean, they have a ton of great ministers, speakers, and whatnot, not only on the radio, but on their podcast platform. And so he opened up a door for me to have the Man Up show, just to challenge men to do just that, to man up. You know, as Roy said, there's a real attack, an obvious attack on manhood and masculinity, and at least in my view, and it just seems to be accelerating with all this craziness and how they're trying to sexualize children and just everything they're right, trying to get them in before they're even can talk almost, right? And so I think there's a real need for godly men and godly husbands and godly fathers. And then I hope a desire to want to improve. Great word. Want to improve. Want to grow. Want to mature, right, into the man of God that God hopes and would desire that we become, right? And then we model that for the rest of the world. And so, just encourage you. Some great resources on how to improve. I mean, I go on YouTube and I listen to tons and tons and tons of just sermons. I mean, all night, day, just all different random times. You know, driving in my car, you know, I might pop one on. There's, again, so many great ministers out there who are preaching the truth, and they're preaching the whole gospel, the full gospel. So I love about the church here, right? About Pastor and Roy, and because that's important too. You know, it seems like, I don't know what the percentage would be, but it seems like a pretty high percentage, you know, that the people in today's age love the prosperity message. But, you know, you start talking about what suffering Jesus did and how what Scripture says about the other side of it. I'm like, I don't really want to hear that. You know, just, you know, make me feel good walking out of here. But we're doing a disservice if we don't tell everybody of both sides of the coin, right? And so, anyway, so, you know, I encourage you to consider that. You know, if you do that kind of thing, if you do the podcast kind of thing, you know, please help spread the word on the Man Up Show. Currently, to date, I think last count, in just less than 2 years, really, it was that we hit 76 countries that the show was downloaded in. And so just to help spread that word, pray over that. That could be even like a little prayer card maybe for you or something, you know, as a reminder to pray for Truth Radio and all the speakers, all the ministers that are on that network. And some other things, you might saw the resource table over here. I know, I think since I've been here last time, one of the books is newly updated, Life Story. So I'm not going to go into a lot of my story tonight. You know, if you like to read or listen or watch, there's different ways to get more of my testimony. Ring of Redemption is the newly updated Life Story. That one's inspirational. The other one's motivational. If the Lord leads you to sow into the ministry that way, I'll be over there after we're done. You know, be glad to sign anything that you might get over there, take a picture with you, whatever, you know, that pray with you. If you need some prayer, be more than happy to pray with you as well. And so, lastly, we're talking about improving. So here's a strategy, Roy. I just came up with this strategy right here, okay? Here's a strategy. So you go to the intensive in January. You go to the mountaintop in February. You see, we want to like build line upon line, precept upon precept. We want to take you from glory to glory, right? We want to help you grow and mature. And then in April, you can come down with Luger and I to something called Man Camp and to introduce you to that. If you're not familiar with it, I'm just going to show you this video real quick. If I know what to do here, if I can get over there. Probably should have had you help me, Roy. Okay.
My name is Lex Lee. We're one of the co-founders of Man Camp. The team and I met, we were both professional wrestlers back in the late 80s. And interesting because we weren't friends. We worked together, we were co-workers, but we didn't mingle at all. And so I guess they say we really didn't get along all that well. We just kind of tolerated each other. And Makita left professional wrestling and met the Lord in the early 90s. Then April 21st of 06, God rescued me. And we were reunited in a way that only God can. Things just grew from there until eventually we almost do full-time ministry together, which eventually led to this idea of the foundation and founding of Man Camp. I've never seen an event quite like this within all aspects of being a man, mentally, physically, spiritually, how all those work together in today's world. It all has biblical truth and foundations behind it. We believe some of the key aspects of Man Camp are, number one, the guys taking the time to get away and really dig in the relationship with God. It's really hands-on with Nikita and I. It's pretty intense, but it's a lot of fun too, a lot of interactive activities that God's put together. It's so thrilling to watch the men from the first day they come till on the fifth day when they go back home, we send them off. It's just amazing to see the change in them, just their countenance on their face. It is truly a blessing to us.
So just a quick introduction to that. That's the website, mancamp.info. You know, that may be something, another alternative, another option for you. You know, if you desire to go, you know, deeper in your walk with Christ and really dig, I mean, we dig pretty deep. And, you know, since 2006, when I went to my first camp in March of 2006 out in Texas, I since then have been a part of in facilitating, organizing, ministering over 70 of these camps. Roy has actually attended one of the camps in the past. And I can't say 100% for every single guy, but I will say this, for quite a high percentage of guys, the words they use coming out of camp or just last weekend in Wilmington, the wife, as she teared up when I said, "How's Christopher doing post-camp?" And she said, "You have no idea how camp impacted our family and impacted our life." And she got choked up and teared up. And so it is pretty life-changing for a lot of guys. And I don't care how good you are, could you improve? Could you improve? And so just something for you to consider. Our oldest camper to date, I think, was 74, a pastor of 50 plus years who had retired, was still hungry for God. Now he comes back and he staffs all of our camps. He drives 8-9 hours from Northern Virginia to come and staff the camps. because he just wants to see other men empowered the way he was empowered. And so, something else. So, good challenge, right? The intensive in January. You've got an opportunity to go to the mountaintop in February. You've got an opportunity to go to the Peach State in April. We do one of the spring, one of the fall. So, just some things to consider. Tonight, I'm going to just bring something to you that hopefully something of value, and your time here will be well spent. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. So, Lord, we just thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to gather together with this group of men. Thank you for opening this door of opportunity for me, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that I am able, Lord, I am able to really deliver this what you put on my heart, the way you gave it to me, and that it challenges us all. And I'm just grateful, and I'm thankful, Lord, for every opportunity. We just love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, you've got some, thank you, sir. Thank you for your help tonight. He was instrumental in helping out tonight. So you've got some physical food for that body of yours, and hopefully now I can serve up some spiritual food for you tonight. I've got just a few scriptures to share with you, and a couple acronyms. So a few scriptures and a couple acronyms that I want to share with you tonight. And the two acronyms I want to just briefly talk about and just look at what the Bible has to say. The first acronym is faith. Faith. Two things the Lord has really challenged me on over the years. It is you know, my faith and deepening my faith, right? And the other thing he's challenged me on is my trust. Do I really trust him? Do I fully trust him? And so just a couple simple acronyms for you to hopefully embrace tonight. And so I'll just start with the acronym of faith and the F being foundation. Foundation. And I'm going to go to Luke chapter 6. Verse 47 and 48, it says this: whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the floods arose and the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. And so I don't know what your life is built upon. Hopefully, you know, it is built upon the rock that you have at some point in your journey up to this point made a decision to open up your heart and invite Christ in and center your relationship then on him. And I know for me, I said, I'm not going to tell you a whole lot of my story. October 1993 is when I encountered Christ. It was about 11 months after I left that crazy, wacky world of wrestling. And looking back now, fast forward 29 or so years later, looking back now on that decision that day, here's what I recognized and realized. I recognized and realized that, and by the way, I didn't grow up in church, right? And I didn't grow up in Russia. You figured that one out by now, right? All of you figured that one out. Although I got a call from Russia the other day. Like, I'm not making that up. I'm like, missed call, Russia. I'm like, really? I'm like, anyway. Anyway, yeah, probably so. But I didn't grow up in church. But here's part of my story now. Part of my story is I knew who Jesus was historically. In other words, like, I knew the facts, right? I knew that the man Jesus, you know, died on a cross, right? Spikes driven through his hands, his feet, and a spear through his side. I knew who he was historically. I knew the facts, right? I knew who he was philosophically. What I mean by that is, you know, you think of the Christmas story, you think of the Easter story, or some of the other stories he told, as we know as parables, right? So there's those different stories that you can get to know him philosophically. So I knew who he was historically. I knew who he was philosophically. I even knew who he was socially. Now, I didn't run in Christian circles or hang out with a bunch of Christian guys, but I was around enough Christians who lived it that I was with. Socially, I had that understanding. Here's the only element I was missing. I didn't know him personally. I knew him historically. I knew him philosophically. I just didn't, and I knew him socially, I just didn't know him personally until 17 October 1993 when I went to an altar and encountered him at that altar, and life has never been the same since. My life was then built. I began to lay a foundation on the rock, Jesus. And it's what brings me here tonight. It's what's taken me to 30 different countries and all 50 states. And I just stopped counting at 1,200 churches now to have a radio show and actually a TV show, a Man Up TV show on a variety of different streaming platforms and a podcast and camps and conferences and all the stuff that God has me doing. And it all started with that decision that day of my life being built upon the foundation of Jesus, upon the rock. And so my hope and my prayer is that story, whether it be historically, philosophically, or socially, has moved from what may be in your head down to your heart, and you've made that decision. That's my hope and prayer for every single one of you. I mean, a group this size, you know, I'm not going to just make an assumption and say, okay, everybody's blood washed, born again, has experienced salvation in this room. And case in point, a year ago, we had a guy come to the camp, and a couple, 3 days in, he came to me at lunch, and he said this. He said, Nikita, I want to share what happened this morning. I said, what happened, Greg? I was out doing some devotional time, out in some personal time, and he said, God spoke to me and said these words. He said, Greg, you got saved in your head years ago, but you never opened your heart to me. You've never invited me into your heart. I go, wow. I go, what did you do? He goes, I just started bawling, honestly. He goes, I'll just be transparent with you. I just fell to my knees. I started bawling. He says, I just asked for forgiveness. I repented this week. He goes, Nikita, I got saved this morning. I'm like, that's amazing, Greg. I go, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you? He goes, I'm 69. I'm like, wow. I go, can I ask you another question? How long have you been in church? He goes, pretty much my whole life. And then the real kicker was, he goes, yeah, back home, I'm like chairman of the deacons. So religion over relationship, right? He was doing lots of good works and try, you know, like some people try to earn their way to heaven, right? But we know you can't earn your way to heaven. Scripture makes that very clear. Go read Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Salvation is a gift, and it's by faith, right, through grace, that you receive Christ. You can't earn it. You can't work for it, it says. So the F is foundation. Foundation. That's the F in my acronym here tonight. I hope your life is built upon the foundation. A is associations. Associations. Who do you associate with? Who do you hang out with? It's been said by others and many others that you know, you become like the five people you hang around the most. That's kind of how it goes, they say. And I go over to 1 Corinthians 15:33, and it says this: do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Another translation says, bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good character. And so this acronym of faith tonight, your life is built upon the foundation, upon the rock, upon Jesus, and you dig deep. So no matter what kind of storms in life come, by the way, you're still standing. You're not going to be crushed by any storm, because you've dug so deep. And I'm just going to drive it home. That's why you want to go to an intensive. That's why you want to go to a mountaintop. So you can continue to grow and mature and dig deep, right? And lay that solid foundation. And then consider your associations. Who are you associating with? Who do you hang around? Do you have any battle buddies? I call them battle buddies. That's what General Boykin calls them. He'll be here in January. That's what he calls them, battle buddies. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens the countenance of his friend, right? Who's your battle buddy? Do you have a battle buddy? Do you just have somebody that holds you accountable? I mean, I meet with my pastor every month on a regular basis, one-on-one, right? I'm accountable to him. He's accountable to me. I'm transparent with him. He's transparent with me. And he has permission to ask all the hard questions. You know, if I'm walking a straight and narrow path, am I doing anything I shouldn't be doing, right? And whatever questions he asks, probably the last one he'll ask is, did you just lie to me about anything? Right? And so just transparency and honesty. Who are you associating with? And do you have somebody you're accountable to? Do you have a spiritual father? I'm fortunate. I interviewed him this afternoon. Ronnie Raven, he's out of Missouri, just had his 75th birthday. And he shared with me today, here's why I wanted to have him on the show. His first sermon he preached was January 8th, 1967, Roy. 1967. And this past October 30th, just a few, couple of weeks ago or whatever, he preached sermon number 10,000. Sermon number 10,000. First sermon, he said, was Jesus was greater than Samson. He said this last sermon, number 10,000, was Jesus was greater than Solomon, right? And so he said, I'm just still preaching the truth, Nikita. I'm still just putting the truth out there, right? And how great Jesus is and who he is and what he did for all of us, right? Sacrificing himself on the cross so you and I could have a personal relationship with him. Foundation, associations. Do you have a spiritual father? Do you have a battle buddy? Are you mentoring anybody else? I don't have time for that, Nikita. That's an excuse. You have time. You can have time for whatever you want to make time for. There's lots of stuff you make time for. It's just a matter of whether it's a priority or not. And I'll just say this. I think he knows this, but his son, Josh, some of you probably met him, probably know him, reached out to me when he was a freshman in college down at UNCC and said, can we meet, you know, on a regular basis? I said, absolutely. And so we've been doing that. He's now a senior down there. We just met this past Tuesday. We usually meet for an hour or two and get together on a very regular basis. He's kind of like a young Timothy in my life, right? And so who are you mentoring? Who are you associating with? Who are you mentoring? Are you mentoring anyone? If you're a seasoned Christ follower in here, can I just challenge you tonight? You should be mentoring someone. Just like Ronnie Raven has mentored me the last 25 years. Now I've had the privilege the last 4 years or so of sowing into young Double J, Josh Jones. You should be mentoring somebody. Who are you associating with? The I is identity. Where's your identity? Where is your identity? I'm going to go over to Psalms, go over to the Old Testament for a second, and go over to Psalms. And there's a pretty cool scripture in Psalms 139, a few verses here. And it says this, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they were all written. The days were fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. And, you know, another interview I did this afternoon was a guy named Justin Reeder. He founded Love Life down in Charlotte. If you're not familiar with Love Life, they help empower churches to embrace women and young girls who are considering an abortion and perhaps not go down that path, but how to actually embrace them and love them, not shun them or put a scarlet letter A on them because, you know, they sinned and had sex outside of marriage. And it was interesting because he's very passionate about this. And it was interesting, we were talking about how whether it's life in the womb or life after, when they come, whether it's 12 weeks in the womb or 12 months after they're born and come out of the womb, you know, God loves them. God sees them.
Hi, folks. This is Johnny Toppins, producer for Man Talk Radio Podcast. Join us February 17th through the 19th in beautiful Banner Elk, North Carolina, at the historic Valley Cruces Conference Center, which taught missionary work dating back to 1840. The Mountaintop Experience is a retreat you will not forget. So bring your printed Bible, journal, your toothbrush, maybe your favorite pillow, and of course, don't forget your towel. Everything else is included, including meals, linens, coffee, snacks, and plenty of worship for you to join in. Jesus said, when two or more gather in my name, there I am, so come and feel the Spirit of the Lord. To register for this life-changing event, go to talkum.com/MTE. That's TAWCMM.com/MTE for the Mountaintop event.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.